The second kind of mentation, that is, mentation by form, by which, strictly speaking, the exact sense of all writing must also be perceived, and after conscious confrontation with information already possessed, be assimilated, is formed in people in dependence upon the conditions of geographical locality, climate, time, and, in general, upon the whole environment in which the arising of the given man has proceeded and in which his existence has flowed up to manhood. Accordingly, in the brains of people of different races and conditions, dwelling in different geographical localities, there are formed about one and the same thing or even idea a number of quite independent forms, which during functioning, that is to say, association, evoke in their being some sensation or other, which subjectively conditions a definite picturing, and which picturing is expressed by this, that, or the other word, that serves only for its outer subjective expression. That is why each word for the same thing or idea almost always acquires for people of different geographical locality and race a very definite and entirely different, so to say, inner content. In other words, if in the entirety of any man who has arisen and been formed in any locality, from the results of the specific local influences and impressions, a certain form has been composed, and this form evokes in him, by association, the sensation of a definite inner content, and consequently of a definite picturing or notion for the expression of which he employs one or another word which has eventually become habitual, and as I have said, subjective to him. Then the hearer of that word, in whose being, owing to different conditions of his arising and growth, there has been formed concerning the given word a form of a different inner content, will always perceive, and of course infallibly understand, that same word in quite another sense.